Please be seated. I'll take this opportunity to echo Guy's words and wish you all a very happy Christmas. Thank you, that's a relief. I was wondering that if anyone was going to respond to me there, that I hope you are all feeling in the Christmas spirit this morning. Are you all feeling in the Christmas spirit? Is anyone here sufficiently in the Christmas spirit that they are wearing Christmas socks? Yes, brilliant. Anyone wearing Christmas jumper? We've got some Christmas jumpers. Anyone wearing Christmas scarf and hats? We don't really have many Christmas scarf. I brought along my Christmas hat. I wore this at our youth group Christmas dinner and broke it. It was meant to light up, which would have wowed you, I'm sure, this morning. But it doesn't work anymore. But I've been thinking a lot about hats, as you do this week. And I've been thinking in particular about these Santa hats. They're absolutely everywhere at this time of year. They're lovely, they're very red and festive and bright, and like I say, if you manage to find one that works, you can get ones that light up and wow people. But they're not really, if I'm honest, what Christmas is actually about. Now, we're here this morning, on a morning where if you walked down through town, everything was shut. If you drove, you drove past lots of people at home and lots of things that are shut, because everything is shut this morning, except for churches, because this place is why Christmas exists at all, and why Christmas matters. Now, not obviously just this building here in Horsham, not just St. Mary's Church, but this building, this place is here because followers of Jesus, for about the last 800 years, have wanted a place to come together and give thanks to God for what he has done for us. And when you think about it, there's lots that we've got to thank God for. We could list them, but we would be here all morning. Specifically, though, there's one particular thing that draws us here this morning, that has drawn people here, like I say, for 800 years. And that is Jesus, God's own Son, in some mysterious way, God himself. Now, going back to our hats and connecting these two things together very, very cleverly and smoothly, I'm sure you'll agree, it made me wonder what kind of hat Jesus would have worn. Yeah, if you like that smooth segue there. Now, I have recruited from our congregation three eager models this morning. Could I get my three models to come out and to stand on one of those plinths there at the front? Should we give them a round of applause for being brave? Because they don't really know what they're going to do here yet. If each of you could stand on a model and face this lovely congregation. Congregation, smile lovingly back at our models. Maybe wave and, you know, or grimace, I don't know. I brought along a couple of options because I was trying to work out what kind of hats Jesus would have worn. So the first hat. Maureen, would you balance on your head or put on, I don't know, this baby's hat. Oh, wow. That's actually quite impressive. A baby's hat. Because the first thing that we think about Jesus at this time of year is that he was a baby. Now, Jesus probably didn't have a little baby's hat because he wasn't born into a hospital. He wasn't born into a modern technology. He wasn't born into a society where they produced baby's hats en masse. He was born and laid in a manger. So he probably wouldn't have had a dinky little woolen hat that would have kept his head warm. So I'm not entirely sure that a baby's hat is the best way to think about what Jesus would have worn. Right, Lauren, you look really apprehensive. This is good because I didn't genuinely warn them. Lauren, you get the good one. This is a woolly hat. Good catch. This time of year, it's cold, it's seasonal, it's frosty, it's kind of, well, we all hope for snow, I guess, but we didn't get any this morning. This time of year, we think of as being cold. We think, sing songs like In the Bleak Midwinter with lines like, snow has fallen, snow on snow. That hat really suits you, that's good. But I hate to break it to you, but probably when Jesus was born, it might not even have been cold. We celebrate Christmas at this time of year and it's cold for us, but I've got a friend who's a vicar in New Zealand. He'd have celebrated Christmas about 12 hours ago. If he's got any sense, he's probably settling down now on a sofa with a bottle of wine. But he'd have celebrated it in the warm. It'd have been lovely for him. So wherever you are in the world, I suppose you're going to get different temperatures. So, and as Jesus came for everybody, not just the people in cold places, I don't know if a woolly hat is necessarily the best hat either. One final one, the old favourite. Can you pass this over to Martin? The old favourite from the Nativity play, the shepherd's tea towel and dressing gown belt. See, at Christmas time, the angels appeared to the shepherds and told them about Jesus' birth. But that really does that so well. I think Martin, press a round of applause for the speed at which Martin, but that was fantastic. But here's a funny thing. When we do nativity plays, the shepherds are always quite cute and cuddly. But as Martin is demonstrating here. But the funny thing is that in those times, the shepherds weren't considered cute and cuddly. They were considered the lowest of the low. The shepherds were out on the hillside because no one wanted them. They were the kind of the least trustworthy, shifty people. You know, the shepherd's testimony wasn't even counted in courts of law in those days. They were kind of the marginalized and the lowest in society. But it was to them that the birth of Jesus, the King of Heaven, was born. So maybe a shepherd's hat would be a good one, but I don't know. I mean, I'm looking out at you. Some of you look pretty shifty, but I don't know if all of us are shifty. So I'm going to ask you to vote on which of these three hats you think is the most appropriate for Christmas and Jesus. If you think the shepherd's hat is the most appropriate, I want you to go, bah, like that. If you think the woolly hat is the most appropriate, I want you to go, brr, like you're cold. And if you think the baby's hat is the most appropriate, I want you to go, wah, like a baby. And we're going to do this all together on the count of three, and I will judge which of these is the loudest. So choose your favourite. One, two, three. There was literally no point in that. That was very just fun for me. Thank you. Should we give our three volunteers a round of applause as they go and sit down? Thank you. But the thing really is that Jesus never wore a hat, at least not a hat like we're talking about. Jesus is really, really difficult to pin down. He was a baby lying in a manger in an animal's feeding trough who was the King of Kings. It was the most important birth in history, born in a Middle Eastern backstreet which no one knew about. He was a man who was God. He was God becoming man. It was three in one. It was simultaneously one God. You cannot pin Jesus down. He raises at least as many questions as the story answers. He was the one perfect person who ever lived, who died for the sake of the sins of everybody. He was a dead man who rose on the third day to bring in a new kingdom and announce the defeat of death itself. Every time you think you've got Jesus pinned down, there's something else to think about. But I tell you this, there is nobody else. There is nothing else that is worth as much. There is no other person you can follow. There is no other philosophy that you can set your mind to that is as valuable as following Jesus. He is worth it. When we just had our gospel reading in the center of church, we call it gospel reading because it's the stories about Jesus. And gospel means good news. And it is the very best news. It is the birth of Jesus. It is a God who steps down into our history to fix it and to fix us. It is the best news ever. The perfect man who offers forgiveness, the Son of God who welcomes us and calls us friend, and the King of Kings who invites us to join his kingdom. And this Christmas, may you know the truth of that, and may you experience the joy of following this Jesus who asks us questions. Amen.